Hi.
Hello.
It is time for arguably one of my favourite moments of the week, and that is talking to Scorpio Books. Tamsin, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Now, let me preface by saying that it's a bittersweet segment because this is your final segment with us,
my final show. And you know, I was thinking about it. When did I come on board with the reviews? It must have been 2017 or something like that.
Yeah, it was before we were here.
That's a good solid...
It's like a good
three,
run.
4 years,
it's a good
something
run.
Like that.
Yeah.
Sad moment. I'm moving into a different role in the book world, but still very much in the book world. So I'll still be tuning into the reviews and hearing the team give the reviews. My last one. And so being as it is my last one, I just brought in three books that I love.
Oh, I love that.
I love you for it.
Amazing. Yeah.
Three books that have basically changed my life, and you know, reviewers on the front of book jackets tend to just throw that phrase around, don't they?
Yeah.
Stephen King, much as I love him, every book that he reads seems to have changed
his life.
but these ones genuinely changed my life.
Good.
So let me tell you a little bit about them. The first one is Phosphorescence by Julia Baird, subtitle On Awe, Wonder and Things That Sustain You When the World Goes Dark. She wrote it before all this brouhaha, to use a terrible expression. But it came out in March 2020, right before the lockdown started for us. So I read it during those weeks, and for me it was the right book at the right time. Julia Baird is an author and a journalist. She's written a wonderful biography of Queen Victoria. She's also the mother of two and a cancer survivor. So she's had three very grueling operations in her process of recovery. So she's certainly, I guess, an authority on what you can do when things go dark. So she uses the word phosphorescence in two ways, and one is the literal meaning, sort of the luminescence found in nature, particularly in the oceans. And this is kind of relevant because she really loves the sea. She is a member of this swimming squad in Bondi Beach that go down and jump into the sea at dawn and swim round, you know, a loop and then the freezing cold. And apparently she says it's amazing. She calls it getting a dose of vitamin C. and she credits it with helping her go off antidepressants. Who knows if there's something in that, and with the sort of the cold water, or the just doing something that scares
breakfast. I've heard of a few people that love it. Yeah, they'll get in the cold water,
So she also uses phosphorescence in the metaphorical sense as a search for light in the dark. What are those things, small things that really sustain us through the mucky times? And so she tells us through a mixture of research, interviews, memoir, letters. It is quite different from what I'd normally call self-help books. Instead of just navel-gazing, she kind of invites us to be attentive to the struggles of others and to kind of engage with the world, which is wonderful. So it's literary, well-researched, kind of this jewel box of tidbits of science and history, psychology of happiness, messages of hope. So you kind of just dig through it and find all these little treasures. So that's Phosphorescence by Julia Baird.
Fantastic. Sounds great.
The second one is an oldie but a goodie. It's Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. Oh. I mean, almost needs no introduction, does it? But what an amazing book this is. I would say arguably this is my favourite book of all time.
Wow.
Big call. Cool,
it's cool to know.
Yeah.
It's cool to know what your favourite book is, though.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Wow.
Particularly, I read it as a young woman growing up, and it's sort of particularly good at that period of your life. You're sort of developing a sense of self. So, I mean, many people will be familiar with the plot. It's basically this young orphan becomes a young woman. She becomes the governess of the ward of the wealthy Mr. Rochester, goes to live at this creepy, spooky old house in northern England. And then Jane and Rochester fall in love, but then she discovers that he already has a wife who is locked up in a tower. And there's this sort of creepy scene where the wife is apparently insane, she creeps into Jane's room and sort of rips the wedding veil, and, you know, there's this sense of danger throughout the whole novel. This wonderful kind of gothic feel about it all. But really what I loved about it is the character of Jane. I mean, she's such a sort of a feisty, independent character. She is, in her own words, poor, obscure, plain and little. Like, she's not a beauty queen. Mm. But she kind of has this wonderful fire and intelligence. She stands up to Rochester and kind of says, I'm your equal, despite the fact that I guess in those times she, in the eyes of society, she really wouldn't be considered his equal not, because yeah. she was, you know, a woman. She was a lot poorer, mm-hmm. all those sorts of things. Yeah, so just one I kind of reread. It's kind of like spending a time with an old friend. Mm.
Definitely. Very cool.
So well, that's Jane Eyre.
It's nice to know. I feel like it's so interesting to know what people's favourite books are, especially considering you've showed us so many books, you know. It's cool to know what your favourite is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And final is Wild by Cheryl Strayed.
Mm.
So did you guys see the movie with Reese Witherspoon? It was out a little while ago.
No, I didn't. I remember hearing it was good, but yeah. I didn't see it.
That's okay. So basically, it's a memoir. It's about the author's experience tramping the Pacific Crest Trail in the US in the 90s, and which she did following the loss of her mother to cancer. So she kind of is at this crossroads in her life. Everything's going wrong and she's really in this state of intense grief about her mother. And so she just decides to walk this trail.
Mm-hmm.
And she's completely unprepared for it. Like, she doesn't really go backpacking. She carries this giant 35-kilogram bag. She packs the wrong stove fuel.
Yeah.
I think at that stage she sort of is still sort of having withdrawals from heroin, which she's briefly using mm-hmm. before going on this tramp. So there's a lot going on there. But gradually, sort of, the trail initially kind of kicks her butt a bit, like she loses her shoes and all things go wrong. But gradually she toughens, but she also comes to this place of peace about her mother and mm. about life, and actually the beauty of the wilderness kind of transforms mm. her. And because it was written in the 90s as well, like, she didn't have a cell phone, so she wasn't just sort of texting back to friends yeah. all the time. She really was alone.
Really out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just sort of amazing. In a way, it's kind of like a howl of rage, but it also just celebrates the beauty of being alive and mm. being out in the world and in nature. Just a wonderful book. So that's it. My roundup of my three favourite books of all time.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
It's so cool to see, you know, last segment, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really cool. I feel like it's, you know, it's what people read is such a good expression of kind of what they're into yeah. and stuff, yeah. you know? So it's really fascinating.
Yeah, totally. It's like you're showing your heart to us if you've got so much out of these folks. Oh, so thank you for sharing.
Absolutely. And I guess stay tuned for a new reviewer anon.
Oh, good. We don't even know who they are.
We have no idea.
I guess we have to stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in, not just today, but over the years. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
And thank you to the whole RDU team for being such wonderful hosts.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.